last morning session, and our speaker is Ricardo Crucio, and the title is Desingularization of Multiple Zeta Functions.
Thank you very much. The answer is, as the last speaker of this workshop, I'd like to give my greatest pleasure to thank Professor Anton Aliksev, not only having myself here, but also having all of you here presented here. So thank you very much. So I can talk about the singularization of the multiple Z functions. There's a paper preprint on these three joint workers, Komori, Matsumoto, Tsumura. They are all three Japanese analytical number theorists. And actually, we revised a paper 2 days ago. So what I will talk about? I will talk about multiple Z functions, which is the singularization. So let me explain. Maybe you know. Many people discuss about MGV. This is the multiple zeta values. What are they? Okay, so this is a multiple zeta function. I mean, all the S is evaluated at positive integers. Right? I will not talk about positive integers. I will talk about negative integers. I will talk about multiple zeta function evaluated at negative integers. This is a several variable complex functions. And I put all the variables to be the negative integers. I will talk about this. So let me explain. So the problem. In my talk, firstly, I recall what was known about Riemann. Zeta function, it's a complex function. This is a complex function, and you know that this absolutely converges if the real part, which I denote sigma, is greater than 1, right? But you see, we know there's a way to make analytical continuation. Or I would say, monomorphic continuation. This is not analytical function, irrevocable continuation to C. Why it is not analytical? Because it has a pole. Where the poles are, there's a unique pole, and unique singularity at S equal 1, unique singularity. Lima zeta functions, and go to monomorphic continuation. Evaluation at the point S equal 1 doesn't make sense because it's polar. But the evaluation at the negative integer point makes sense. You see, and actually, so this is equal to. Ooh, better number. Right here. We have this table. I will briefly recall this story in one variable case. And then I will talk about multiple zeta function. This is a complex function. R variable. Multiple zeta function. R variable. Several variables. You can make monomorphic continuations. But that's not so easy. You have to do the same way. And you can make a monomorphic continuation to C to R. I will explain the method, analytical method to extend to C to R. And then, I will explain how to evaluate that function. Unfortunately, the story doesn't work similarly. Riemann zeta function, I mean, one variable complex zeta function, this is very good. They have only one singularity. But R variable, no, actually it's too many singularities. Many singularities. Infinitely many singularities. And actually, almost all non-negative integer points ones rise on the pole, so we cannot make evaluations. The stories are not easy, because there are too many similarities that we use this yellow chalk. I will explain how to desingularize. This part. This is that part. Okay, so let me start. The Riemann case. Let me give you. Definition. Zeta function. Ah. This S is a sheet. Zeta function. Is defined by this infinite power of shades. So you see S is a C, but actually we can solve this converges with the real part of this greater than. Sigma is the real part. But maybe you know this function can be metamorphic continue to all the space shape. So let me recall how to make a metamorphic continuation. Let me recall. Actually, there's several methods to make a metamorphic continuation of Riemann zeta function. But let me recall maybe two main methods. The first method is to use contour integral. This is said to be the original, Riemann's original proof. So you see, you can show that these integral expressions, Riemann zeta function, can be written down 1 over gamma s and evaluated to 0 to infinity. S minus 1, D to T minus 1. How did you get this? It's easy, okay? We have a method 1 over M plus. You know this formula from 0 to infinity. Oh, sorry, sorry. You have an integral expression gamma function from which you get this. And by using this, you will get this integral expression. This is the integral expression of Riemann zeta functions, right? And what's next? Next. This is a contour. Riemann zeta functions are originally a function defined whose real part is greater than 1. And on this region, you have these integral expressions, right? And what's interesting is that, okay, this is a logical continuous function. This is a logical continuous function. And you can also show that this converges for n. Yes. This is the integration starting from infinity and go around zero and go back. This always converges, so you can make a logical continuation. This is the original method of analytical continuation of Riemann zeta function. And it is said to be the proof of Riemann. Okay, so this is the method. And this method is quite powerful. You can also calculate the special value at negative integers. Let me say more. Okay? So this is this can be holomorphic. This always converges. So this integration, this part, this is a holomorphic. This is a holomorphic. So only the pole might come, the pole from here. The pole of 0 gamma s or 0 gamma e to pi I to s minus. So what's the candidate of pole? The candidate pole might be an integer. Suppose that negative integers or zero, then gamma s, this becomes zero, but this becomes infinity. So this part becomes finite. Right? And again, the real integration part here. If m is negative integers, then just take a question of the residue theorem and you will get the integration part is also fine. So this is fine. So the integer which is greater than which is smaller than or equal to zero cannot be a pole. What can we say? Integer greater than zero, greater than one. In that case, okay, so this is zero and this is finite. So, this is infinity, this part is infinity. But again here, you will see that if s is an integer, so s minus 1 is greater than the integer greater than 0, so this integration becomes 0. And actually, you can show that the Cauchy constant is order. This is the finite. You must be careful to the order. This is the order, infinity is the order of 1. So, again, this is fine. This is not 4. And only the poles is here. In this case, infinity times here this becomes constant. And this is a simple pole. This is a pole. So you will get the pole. This is a simple pole. You can this. Riemann's method is quite powerful. You can calculate the special value at negative integer pole. Special value. Zeta minus n. This is equal minus n plus 1. Why? Oh, that's the integer. That's the residue theorem. E to minus 2, 1, 2, 1. This is just a definition. From the pi definition. And the residue theorem. You can calculate the special value. This is a method of continuum integral. This is powerful. But actually you will see soon that this method, the Riemann's method doesn't work for the analytical continuation of what several variable functions. So let me introduce another proof of analytical continuation. Okay, so let me call this is a method, contour integral. Contour method. This is the Riemann original. There's another method, which is to use Euler Crowley formula. There's another method which is to use Euler-Maclaurin. This is really interesting. You consider that. z at a, which I denote a of so this is a summation, this is a endless. We define this one. M is greater than A. It's a part of Zeta function. So, by using Euler-Maclaurin ruling, you will get this form. S minus 1, K to S minus 1, over 1, minus I should say, so what is M here? What actually is M? M is an integer in a class. Just the application of Euler-Maclaurin, you will get this integral expressions. So let me recall. Maybe I should recall. Maybe I should recall what the Euler-Maclaurin is in quite short. For any function, I copied well. I hope you copied correctly. This is the Euler-Maclaurin. Just the application of Euler-Maclaurin, you will get this function. Okay? Here, this is summation n equal 1 to n. So you consider the summation n equal infinity and n equal k, and take a difference, then you will get this.
So this dm of x, this is a Bernoulli
This is Bernoulli polynomial. Yeah, of course, yes, yes, actually. This is Bernoulli polynomial. Yeah.
And what is S?
This one?
Yeah, this one.
Yeah, this is Pockenheimer symbol. This is Bernoulli polynomial. And this is Pockenheimer symbol. These integral expressions hold for any integer m. So you take m larger enough, then
fx is any differential function.
Any continuous function. Yeah. Complex but okay, it's a smooth function. Yes, differential function. Yes, that's right. Just apply Euler's drawing, you will get a differential, you will get this integration formulas. And what's interesting is just that, okay, this part. Where is the yellow? Here. This integration converges. This integration converges for sigma is greater than 1%. Okay. This is a digital part. So this is bounded, right? So if sigma plus m is greater than 1, then this integration always converges. Okay. You see here, this is s minus 1, k to s minus 1, k to s, so you can make a analytical continuation. And this is just a Pockenheimer symbol, so this is just a polynomial. You can make a analytical continuation. And here, this integration makes sense if the sigma real part is greater than 1 minus n. So if you take m bigger and bigger, then you will make an analytical continuation. Okay, here, by taking k to 1, and enough m, enough large. M. Then, z function is analytical. Meromorphic quantity. This is a method. Any S. Okay? Take S, any S, and M bigger enough, bigger than the least real part. Then you can make this analytical continuation, and they are all, the rest are all analytical continuation, so you can make analytical. This is a method of This is a way of meromorphic continuation of Riemann zeta function. I use the Euler Macrobius method. Riemann's original proof using contour integration doesn't work for a cellular body, but Euler Macrobius method works. I will explain. So, let me explain the Maxwell zeta function.
So you're just a stupid question, but then you still need to send m to infinity, right? To infinity, and
So take s, and in the local neighborhood of c, then you can really get take special defined by this power series. And now they are all integer. zeta function. So, is it really convergent? Yes, in some specific regions. This absolutely converges. In the region, that's the SR is greater than 1, and oh, so sigma. R minus 1 plus sigma R is greater than 2, and blah, 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 sigma. Here, because this is a rational number, so this is not the case. So you get it. If the sigma 2 is greater than 1, the sigma 1 plus sigma 2 is greater than 2, then this is absolute convergence. This is the short of only the argument. Absolute convergence. Two variables, three variables, four variables, any other value. This can be proved, can be done by this method, by this algorithm. It's really easy. So let me explain the way the meromorphic continuation. Meromorphic continuation of magic zeta function to C2. Thank you. in the region of absolute convergence. What's the first one? But that's a control. You can't do this. You can do the control integration. Okay, right, let me explain. You can integrate gamma S1, P, 2 pi y, S1 minus 2, gamma S2, P, 2 pi y,
So you probably subtract 1, right, from the exponential, or I'm not sure.
So is it here, e2 pi i is 1. Yeah.
Minus minus 1? Or...
Here. This is 2 pi i is 1 minus 1. Yeah, and 2 pi i is 2 minus 1. And the same integration. That doesn't work, okay? Here, this has a pole sound. This has a pole. And, another origin, this has this pole here. T1 plus T, 1 over T1 plus T2 times 1 over T2. And this is just an integral. This is a control integral from infinity and going around, then and going back. This integration of T1 to T2. This cross that is singularity. So continue integral. One variable case, it's easy, but two variable, three variable case. This doesn't work. This control might cross the singularity. So we cannot do this argument. This is a very bad one. This is here. Riemann's method. Control integral doesn't work here. Well, let me say. Control integral, control method doesn't work without giving more advanced argument. Control. Control method. For the natural continuation of the multiple data function, control integral doesn't work. So instead, how can we make analytical continuations? We have to make use of Euler-Mann probe. This is the error. Actually, I know several people misunderstood that analytical continuations are so easy, just a quantum integration. Actually, that's not true. This is actually a natural continuation. This is a theorem by Akiyama. It is said that before the 90s, Zagier or Konchevich or Goncharov showed the method to meromorphic continuation, but they are all unpublished. In Japanese, Akiyama and Tanigawa wrote Zagier to publish a paper with the very large continuation. There's another method. He was ex-student of Goncharov. He also independently made a meromorphic. morphic continuation of one z function, but yeah, but yeah, different method. Anyway, so let me explain this method. This is really a method.
You have to ask that you two variable case, S1, S2, okay?
And here we have a formula of Euler flow. And by using this, but just by applying this, you will get to. Integrations minus I explain the method, I explain the formula in term using Euler's closed method. And just by substituting the formula, then you will get this. Just a substitution. Now you can make an analytic continuation. What? You see? Meromorphic continuum, meromorphic quantum function. This is just a polynomial, this is also a meromorphic continuum. This is also a meromorphic continuum. This is just a polynomial. And this is you can make a meromorphic continuation of this function. Only the problem lies only this part. You see? And actually you can show that this integration converges. Okay, this is essentially bounded, so only this part. If sigma's lambda real part is greater than 1, then this integration converges. So here again, you take m larger enough, then you can make an analytic continuation of these functions. This is a method. This is a two-variable. So the meromorphic continuation of two-variable functions is based on the meromorphic continuation of one variable. And this is actually the same. This can be meromorphic continuation can be done inductively. Right? This is a method. Euler's, so contour integral Riemann's method doesn't work, but Euler Maclaurin works for two-variable, three-variable, any variable. Also similar, like where the singularities are. Where the poles are. Poles. So let's see this case. Here you have a Riemann zeta functionality. So where the poles are. There you see. the poles are S O two, S two, equal one. In this case, you have a pole. You also have a pole S one plus S two. Two, one, zero.
Two?
Yeah, the whole times. One. The whole thing. And then next. So you will get infinite length. Two, one, zero, minus one, minus two, minus three, zero. You will see the infinite length. But you must be careful, you must be careful. Why? 2, 1, 0, minus 2, minus 4, you must be careful. And, this one, it, oh, negative integer, this is not a problem. Why? Because this comes from, this is a very negative, so this becomes a 0 when both integers. So, 2, 1, 0. 0 minus 2, minus 4, minus 3, minus 3. Only negative even. Odd part is not given support. Yes. This is a pole for a 2 by 4 case. And I can write in general. In general. I mean, here is a full set of chain values R. SR equal 1. What should I say? SR equal 1. Also, full set chain values. Ah, actually, here. S1, S2. You see? S1 to S2 equals 0, both of them are 0, then this is the code. Value at zero at the origin. This is a logarithmic error. So, maybe you see that. So, the evaluation of W zeta value at the origin doesn't make sense. You have a code. This is really bad code. This formula, you can learn this formula from this expression. There's a kind of disaster. You see? Lima zeta functions, you can consider the special value at the origin, but the double variable, double zeta function, you can say about it. There's a mention. Maybe you can easily calculate here, okay? What's the given? Epsilon goes to 0, zeta, epsilon. You will get 3 over x, right? Yeah. The first one, we consider epsilon 1 goes to 0, again, epsilon 2 goes to 0, zeta, epsilon 1, this value is 1 over 3. Right? Okay, so let's go positive. Let's go positive. Epsilon 2 goes to 0, epsilon 1 goes to 0. In this case, y over 0. Many directions gives many different values. Lima zeta function, it's easy, it's non-variable. But two variables, three variables, variable. The positive value makes sense, but negative value doesn't make sense at all. I don't know which value is the best value, I don't know. And this is one of the fundamental problems. And you see, almost all negative integer points rise on the value, on the singularities. The situation is almost like that. So there are many terms. There are many indeterminacies. For a special value at negative integer. Which is a good direction? Which value? Good one. We have no answers. Determination of special value of a multiple delta function at the negative integer 4 is one of the fundamental problem. Also, analytical number theory that makes sense. So, let us make a short coffee break.
Thank you.
So you're saying it's one of the fundamental problems.
Yeah.
Could you perhaps say a couple of words, like kind of why? Okay, it's difficult to solve it, but why? Kind of what's the perspective? Kind of why does one need to solve it?
Why does one need? Mm-hmm. I just my interest in maybe mm-hmm. or many aspects. Mm-hmm. For example, the national associate aspects, mm-hmm. and maybe for say multiple tumor components.
Mm-hmm.
If you have some special direction, like it's a nice periodic behavior, so this means quite an arithmetic, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's hopeful. Yeah, actually, we don't know. We are really looking for many new ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Any other? So let's go coffee break.